What's up, guys? Welcome back. I was gonna start saying like episode 1, 2, 3, 4, but last podcast we got, I think we said 4 and it was 3. So welcome back. We are happy to have you. And Gigi, why don't you say hi?
Hey, everybody, reporting live from a remote location.
Remote location. And guys, I tested it. This should be way better. Gigi, this is how you usually do it, right?
Yeah, this is how I've done it with other people on podcasts. So should be good.
Perfect.
We
And we're
should be good.
recording our faces, so we could even like do this too. Wow, well, my tits look ridiculous right now.
They look huge. I love it.
They've grown a cup size within the last 6 months. I'm not kidding.
Really?
It's insane. My mom says that it's like I'm preparing to have a child. So like my boobs grew, my hips widened. I got this like fat at like my stomach, at the lower part of my stomach, and I never had it before. So
Wow.
I'm just trying to embrace it. I mean, the tits are good, but okay. So we are going into, do we have anything to talk about with the Jordan Page? Do we want to kind of wrap anything up with her? You asked me what people asked me slash DM'd me.
Yeah.
So I got some interesting DMs. I'm going to go on another little mini deep dive after this, but a lot of people said that Bubba is really weird. And they also agreed with what I said about the 7 bank accounts, not
Yeah.
necessarily saying that it's right or wrong, but I just pointed out a lot of different perspectives. I still can't get over it. And I really kind of like let things roll off my shoulder, roll off my back, whatever the hell it is. But that really irked me. So
I agree.
it was well received. And now that we wrap that up, we are going to go into,
J Lo and Ben Affleck, aka Bennifer.
I'm so excited because this is our childhood, our adulthood. This is everything.
Yes. This was like high school, like early high school, maybe not even high school. What year was it? 2002?
My middle school. I don't know. We
Yeah.
don't want to we don't want to show our age here. We were Jenny from the Block. I wish I could play the song, but copyrights. We all know it and we all love it. And
I'm still Jenny from the Block.
used to have a little, now I have a lot. Oh.
Came from.
And it's the 20th anniversary. So we have a
Yes.
lot of different theories here. But well, how do you want to start?
I mean, we can go back. Obviously, they met on Giggly or whatever. I never can say that the movie right.
I used to pronounce be able to pronounce it. G I don't know. It's not giggly.
But obviously, they were the cast together and we all fell in love with them. I mean, it was like a romance of life. And obviously, then they had the breakup, and it was like everyone is speculating that like Ben is the one that got away from J Lo. The way they broke up, there was no closure, and like it's always been the one person that's gotten away from her that like she did not dump. So like, fast forward to the mess, I'd like to call it the Hot Mess Express of 2021, when all these rumors started coming out about A-Rod. So obviously everyone knows that J-Lo was dating A-Rod. They were engaged, planning their wedding. They moved it twice. And then we hear about Madison LaCroix and A-Rod. And that was like, I feel like that was like earth-shattering.
How is she always getting her nose into things?
Here's my theory on her. And this is alleged. This is not facts, but I am like very convinced that she is like a mistress. There's no other way you get your hands on this many professional men the way that she has. Like, it just doesn't make sense. I feel like she's got a madam, allegedly, and she gets connected to these wealthy guys. And she's not in serious relationships. And I just feel like nothing else makes sense.
It's a weird, weird thing. She is weird. It makes sense because of Southern Charm and where they live and kind of the things that we've seen on the show.
Yeah.
It does have parallels for sure. So it's not that far-fetched. She's just so weird.
Oh my God. So for everyone who doesn't know or who's been sleeping under a rock for the last 5 months, I'd like to say it, or 6 months, essentially what happened was the Southern Charm wrapped up. They had their finale. They had their like reunion. And all of a sudden, all these rumors came out that she was FaceTiming this professional baseball player and like having sexual conversations with him. Then it went even further to like she was at a hotel the same time A-Rod was. They were in different, like same locations, tropical locations. Then it went from like not just hooking up, like not just having FaceTime sexual time, but like hooking up, like physically hooking up. So,
They brought it up on the reunion.
yeah, which was like wild because we
And
like,
she denied, denied, denied. And Craig and why am I forgetting his name? The guy
oh,
Austin.
Austin.
Yeah, they were like, we know that you were. And she was just denied, denied, denied.
Yep. So then Craig's girlfriend at the time, who they're no longer together now, took to Instagram and posted a story of her like walking down like the water, but throwing shade because I guess Madison had thrown shade at her at the reunion. She threw shade at Madison with the J-Lo song, confirming that it was A-Rod, and then all shit broke loose. And it was like, no one knew who it was for the longest time. And not the longest time, but like for a week, everyone was trying to figure it out. And people were tying her to all these baseball players, all these football players. And then Craig's girlfriend broke the news. She like essentially confirmed, it. Then it was like Bravo and Cocktails was like out there, like everyone was sending in pictures of like A-Rod here and Madison was here. She was in a robe and a bed, like the same hotel that A-Rod was staying at. So it was like, it was wild. And A-Rod has a type and everyone knows it. It's the blonde, skinny looking like gym girls.
What's his past?
Oh my God. He's just a player. He's a player.
He just doesn't, I don't know. When he talks, it just sounds weird. He has a weird voice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So then J-Lo and A-Rod tried to play it off, like, because they always try to control the media. They were like trying their best to do it. And they were like, no, we're just taking some time, whatever. Then everything comes out like that they broke up, but then they didn't want that to happen. So they said, we're working on each other. And they posted a story of them on some island or something like that. They were together. Then a week later, they came out and said they were better as friends and broke up because they wanted to control the narrative essentially, but they had been broken up for a while when this broke out. I mean, and I feel bad, like that sucks for J-Lo. Like she's a fucking icon. Like,
well,
come on.
Well, let's hold on here. She has been married and engaged more times, and that, I'm not, it doesn't mean that she doesn't deserve love or whatever, but some would have to think that she might just not be the marrying type.
Oh, well, where I'm coming from Nikon, it's like you lose your fiance to someone on.
Right. Great. Right. We're on the same page, right?
That's
Madison,
what I mean.
LaCroix, like I am beyond myself. He does have a type and it is blonde, skinny. And
yep.
He used to be skinny and he kind of like, I don't know what happened to his face, but it got like puffier. But
steroids. Allegedly, I don't know.
I had no idea how many men use steroids.
I know.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
And they're not even like the guys that you would think, like in the gym, huge. It's a lot of men. But back to Madison, I completely agree. And I also think that J-Lo is kind of like one of the Kardashians. They just don't pursue men and maintain a relationship well.
It's wild.
She is always evolving. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. But like the thing is sad for me, and I've said this before, but it's like, why can't she just be by herself? And like, that's what makes me think like what we're going to get into now. I don't think that this is real. What's going on with her and Ben, like her and Ben, I don't think it's real. Like, I just wish I would see her by herself and showing people like you can be independent, single and still be amazing. And it's always like one relationship after the next with her.
Yeah. And as someone that kind of, I think every girl kind of goes through that unless you are really independent off the bat where you feel like you need a man in order to, you know, live life or just to feel secure. And it's weird because she is J-Lo. She is an icon that is represented as the female figure in a way. And she has always been in a relationship, either engaged, dating, whatever it may be. And did you say that they split up? It was like immediate that she was with Ben Affleck.
Yes. It was like literally like end of March. And then April is when this, all the news came out about. It had to have been a week. It literally had to have been a week after the news came out about them not being together anymore. And then this whole thing was like her being seen with Ben, it all just exploded.
It's weird because everyone was praising her like, yes, we want and praising him too. But I feel like if it was anyone else,
he treated her like shit.
I feel like if it was anyone else, they'd be like, you just called off an engagement and now you're with Ben again. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But I feel like that wasn't really talked about. Everyone was just like, yes, we're so, it's weird how the media can spin a narrative.
Oh, I know. And what's crazy to me is I didn't believe it from the start. I started to almost like, oh my God, this is getting crazy. And then I was like, wait a minute. Someone had showed me that Instagram post about the whole conspiracy that we're going to talk about. And it's okay. That makes way more sense than what we're seeing here. This is way too much in our face and way too like pushed up against the wall. This is happening. This is all BS.
It's almost so obvious that people accept it as real. You know, it's like fake in your face. This is so stupid, but it's so stupid that people are like, maybe it's real kind of thing.
Exactly. So we read an article from Esquire by Justin Kirkland, and he goes into this whole theory about how he believes that J-Lo and Ben Affleck are remaking Jenny from the Block, because I think it came out, what, almost 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20th anniversary.
So that's coming up. And every place that they have been spotted is literally from the music video. It's crazy to me.
Like the yacht picture is what got me. That's what does it for me.
Same. I was like, game over. This is not real.
This is just like, this is too much. But why Ben, why? Is it because he wants good publicity instead of the bad that he usually gets? A couple of the last movies he's been in, I watched this movie where he was like a basketball coach with a drinking problem. Yeah. I feel like this is way too relatable to you, Ben.
It really is. I don't know. I'm like not a fan of him. I don't think I ever really have been. I think he's trash. Same. Justice for Jennifer Gardner. Always.
Justice for Jennifer Gardner. Because guess who has handled this so well the entire time? Jennifer Gardner. She is the real MVP here because she's
class act.
She's a class act. She is the person that I wish I could be in times of emotion. What would Jennifer do? WJD, what would Jennifer do? She has been for her kids the entire time, and she just like supports him every time he goes to rehab. I support him, but we're not together anymore, so go ahead. Yep. She is a class act. And I think people, when they listen to this, they're going to be like, oh duh, it's completely a PR stunt.
Everything they've done is a PR stunt. Like, come on, you happen to be at the perfect spot for paparazzi. Like, and that's the thing too, what people don't realize is like a lot of these celebrities call or go to places where they know that there's going to be paparazzi to be shot, to be seen. If they don't want to be seen, you don't see them. Like take Kylie Jenner, for example, and see her for 8 months until she popped out and showed us the belly that she was having a kid. Celebrities go out of their way to be seen. Everyone's like, well, like he like met the kids and all this stuff. And they were recreating the hotel scene when she's in the hotel with him like that. And now it's going to be with kids.
Come on.
Yeah, it's completely the same.
Let's just go into who they are as people now separately. So we kind of went into J-Lo. Ben is kind of like a Hollywood reject right now. He's still, he's still like the guy that he's an actor, but he has produced some shitty movies. He's not like Nick Cage level. Nick Cage is like down here, you know? And then there's like Leo, who's like way up here. We got Matt Damon in there. And then Ben Affleck's like lower tier, I feel like.
He's trashy. I'm sorry. I'm saying it. He's trashy. And it's like, every time people are like, when they're like obsessing about this, I'm like, why do you want this for J-Lo? His shit's not together. He is like a total loose cannon. Regardless of what happened 20 years ago, he's not who he was then. He's worse.
How many times has Jennifer Lopez been engaged? Guess.
I'm going to say 10.
5.
I had to go high.
Yeah. 10 is ridiculous. That would literally be like an engagement every couple of years. Oh, and she was involved with Drake. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And he like wrote that like lyric about her.
Same with this, like too, with the Kim Kardashian with Drake. You're not going to tell me that they didn't hook up. Like that's what the alleged information is about to come out, that she slept with him during her marriage with Kanye. And that's why the Kiki, do you love me? That's about Kim. And like, they can deny all they want, but I think that's like what's about to come out. Allegedly.
I thought Chloe was Kiki.
Mm-mm, she's Coco.
She's Coco. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't want to believe that. Mm-hmm. I still, for some reason, I hold a special place in my heart for the Kardashians, except for Kourtney. I fucking hate her. I do.
Uh-huh, honey.
Who rank yours? Who are your favorites? And I'm talking Jenner, Kardashian, fam.
Don't even know. I mean, I don't like them. I love Kourtney. Kourtney's the only true one. Solely because she doesn't edit herself. And like, I hate obsessed with them. Like, I'll tell you, like, I used to be obsessed with her. Like, obsessed. You take a step back and you're looking and you're like, everything is not real. This is all edited. They only let you see. And like, it goes back to everything else that we talk about. They only let you see just a part of their lives. Like, you only see a little teeny part. And it's like, highly fabricated.
So you think the show is like highly fabricated?
Oh yeah. They control the media. Kris Jenner, the devil works hard. Kris Jenner works harder, but like they,
did you watch the reunion?
It was completely edited.
So maybe I'm so gullible, but they were like, we don't know the questions that are going to be asked. Do you think that they knew?
They didn't know the questions, but they had rights to editing at the end.
Oh, cause they're producers.
Yep. So that's what bothered me. Like, okay, this is what kind of took me to a direction that I was like, I'm done with them, but I'm never going to be done with them. But in my head, I tried to be.
Yeah.
Andy Cohen asked them, Do you think that you set an unfair beauty standard? Kim Kardashian said no.
And the fact that they didn't edit that out, like, no, you don't think someone in the production room was like, hey, like, probably not a good look.
let one go.
Like, it's very obvious. Like, probably cut it out. And she was like, no, let's keep it. I've heard that she's really good to work with, but like, are you kidding, Kim? They're all, and I will agree, I don't like Courtney's attitude, but then again, her attitude gets her what she wants. And she is
ridiculous.
Her attitude is,
don't you say that. And then they start fighting. She's like, how dare you?
That fighting scene was like so uncomfortable. I can't. Let's just say justice for Rob. Justice for Rob Kardashian.
Seriously.
Remember E! Hollywood True Stories?
Yeah.
I want those to come back. And I want one to be made about Rob Kardashian.
What is he doing?
What is?
Why don't we see him? Where is he? Just get in there and figure out what's going on.
He could be skinny again and we wouldn't even know. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's out of the public eye.
That's what I'm saying. How much power they have over the media. And like, when people, that's why I never share stories about the Kardashians, because they are putting out what they want you to know about them.
Yeah.
Nothing is breaking news. Nothing is that. They are putting that out there for us.
Yeah. When the baby's name is released, they are the ones that are like, you can release.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty.
And then this whole thing about Courtney and Travis, they're engaged. God.
They're engaged.
I mean, I'll say allegedly they're engaged. They're engaged. And they were spotted at IVF fertility treatment. And I'm telling you, they're not going to come out with it until the Hulu show comes out, because it's going to be monetized. And then they will announce that they're having a baby and they are either getting married or are married already.
So with this podcast, I'm going somewhere with this, I promise. With this podcast, we've gotten some excitement, right? We've gotten some DMs. We've realized that there's a future ahead of us. Imagine that times 3 million. And that is how they live. And I don't know how they do it. The fact that they're going to an IVF treatment center, but they know that they're going to be spotted, but Chris probably tells them you can't say anything until this date. And there's probably so many ties that they have to keep track of that I would go insane.
Well, I think that's what upset me the most. I mean, not upset, like, I have personal ties to them, but I think that the show is the reason why Courtney and Scott broke up.
Yeah.
And I think it's bullshit that, like, she shared her entire relationship and Kim and Coco off limits when you talk about that. And I think that's bullshit. And I think that's why Courtney, I think, harbored a lot of anger, was because she had to hold in so much. Like,
that is such a
good point. Let the world see her relationship just basically go to shit.
Fall apart.
Kim, nope, off limits. Not talking about it. Not on camera.
That is such a good point. I would harbor so much resentment because of that.
Yep.
Like, and when she was done filming, it was kind of like, listen, I've paid my dues with my relationship, with being pregnant, like, with, you know, falling apart. Everyone fell apart at some point, but let's just say that Courtney and Scott really take the cake. Interesting. I don't know how we got on that topic. Okay. I know it went from J-Lo to Drake, Kim to Drake, and then us hating.
And then everyone to the Kardashians. This is just what happens.
I'm going to list my top 10 or whatever, however many there are. So I'm going to put Kylie first because baller, just baller status when it comes to making money. Second is going to be Chris, because we have to give Chris her credit. Third is going to be Kim. Fourth is Courtney. Fifth is Chloe. And I honestly could care less about Kendall Jenner. And then my last is Rob. Oh, and then last is Caitlyn Jenner. Not that anyone asked, but I just, that's my top.
Did you hear that she is no longer running for governor because she's going to be on Big Brother in Australia?
Wait, that's a new one. Someone made a horrific joke on Twitter about her and the car accident. You know about the car accident?
No, I don't.
Caitlyn Jenner killed a person in a car accident.
When?
Yeah, it was in like 2015. So Jenner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, not recently, but I mean, they controlled the media. So this is back when she was still Bruce, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, killed someone in a car accident completely by accident. But that's like my biggest fear in life. You probably didn't know that, but I don't drive because I'm terrified of driving.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
I didn't know that. Okay, here are my top 10. If I had to pick, it would be.
I knew you were going to do it. You can't hold yourself back.
I have to. Chris, the president. Okay, Chris Jenner, Courtney, Kim, Chloe's last on my list. I'm sorry. So Chris, Courtney, Kim, Kylie. Kendall's like annoying. She's so annoying. She's so annoying. So mean.
10 out of 10 annoying. I hate her.
Stole someone's tequila. They took it. Like, did you see that?
I know that she has tequila. It's like 808 or something tequila.
Okay, so there's a tequila company called 513. They are in the same distillery. Their tequila is $40. Hers is $80, and it's from the same distillery.
Oh, actually, yeah, you deserve it.
And then Rob comes after Kendall, Caitlin, and then Courtney. Chloe. Chloe is last because she is just, I'm over her. I'm over it. I'm over her and Tristan. I think that I'm tired of her victim mentality. Like, get it together. Mm-hmm. And if you are that insecure, then stay with him and just say that it doesn't matter if he cheats on me or not. We have an open relationship. Just say it at that point. It just, like, that's what bothers me about these Hollywood couples, how, like, it comes out that they're cheating, but they're really not, because they have an open relationship. And that's why they stay with these people, because they have an understanding. And if that's the case, just say it. Like, instead of, like, being like, oh, well, with me again.
She is all about the, we're just friends. And then all of a sudden he cheats on me again, but we are friends. But now at the time we were dating, I don't know. I just don't know how they have those nails and do anything with those nails. Imagine changing a diaper. Ew, disgusting.
I don't know. I just, like, they just bother me because they are the reason why our world is, I mean, our country, and I would just say social media, not our country. I would say social media is the way it is, with the editing, with the face tuning, like the over in your face, because they all do it. Like, they cinch their bodies, mm-hmm. and it's just dangerous. And I can't wait till our country gets into the way that every other country is, that, like, if you are editing your photos and you are editing your body, you have to disclose it or you will be fined.
That'll be a very interesting time.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go into what our predictions of the next steps of the Bennifer are going to be. Like, what do you think?
They just did the boat. And then, like, after that is when she's in the city, like, dancing. But she can recreate that in the studio. So I don't think that we will hear anything until the fall. Like, there'll be, like, something. Like, I think she's going to keep hinting at this music video. And, like, you see them at the restaurant, and she's telling it, like, there's a video in that article, and they're seeing, like, there's a photographer, and she's pointing to the photographer to get pictures of all of them while Jenny from the Block is playing.
I see it right
in the background. I know everybody wants him back, but it's like, he treated her like shit. It was the one that, quote unquote, got away from her, but they're not together. I'm telling you, I said this from the beginning and I'm sticking by it. They're not together. And I think it's going to come out, like, either, like, December.
It's really just, like, the 20th anniversary, whenever that is.
Yeah.
Kind of when it's all going to be centered around. There's really three theories. One is that they're together. Two, that they're not. And the third is kind of a half and half, where they are together, but they're also using the publicity to their advantage.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that they're probably not together. And I'm hoping what they do is somehow tie in that 20th anniversary to kind of be like, it was a production.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I want it all to tie together where it's kind of like one big prank almost. Like,
yeah, I agree.
I hope that's how they do it. Cause otherwise, if they just, like, break up and do it in a way that's ridiculous, and it's going to be so annoying.
It's going to be so annoying. And I, like, that's, like, sometimes I'm like, I wish I had, like, a larger platform to where, like, they would see my DMs and be like, can you guys just tell us, stop messing with all of us. Okay. We're done.
Oh,
we've been messed with for a year now, like, with this whole pandemic, like, being trapped, like, you're giving us, like, you're giving people hope, not me, because I don't think it's true, but, like, all the other people are, like, living and breathing for this. Like, it's not, like, come on, just say it.
Yeah. I didn't tell you. So Shay Lay Mills, I talked about her. Someone wanted to know about her breakup. This is so unrelated. And I posted about it, and she DM'd me being like, thank you. Like, she was actually very nice. And we had a very back and forth conversation. She talked about how she wrote more in the blog, but then problems came because of it. And I just wanted to be like, so badly, why? I won't tell anyone. Just please tell me.
Well, same with two other instances with me. So I, like, have gotten close with Lola.
Okay.
Who was married to, what's his name? The Bella Twins brother. whatever, you know what I'm talking about. So everyone was DMing me asking like why they were separate, why they're separating and all that sense. So like they were separating, there's a whole article on it and everyone kept DMing me asking, and I sent her a DM. I was like, oh my God, this is on my stories every night. Everyone keeps asking this, but like, I have enough respect in that sense. It's not my business. And oh, like, yeah. So then it goes back to how I talked about living my best styles. Marriage and how she cheated on Jake. And I was asked to share that information. I'm not going to say from who, but I was asked to share that because of the narrative she was stirring about him, calling him a narcissist in that sense. And I was asked by someone, people or whatever in the family of Jake to like rectify his name and state like what really happened. In that sense. And I respected it because like, I looked at what she was posting on Pinterest and I was like, this is really fucked up. Like you cheated twice, allegedly, and it's like, and she's trying to pin him as the bad guy. And like, look, I don't know the whole story about all of it, but it's like when it comes to, and then like Lauren McBride, she went through something recently and she DM'd me and was like, I know people are probably like asking what's going on. And I said, they have, but like, I have respect and I'm not going to pry because it's not my business. Like some things are left off the table.
Yeah. If Shay were to tell me, I would not say anything, but, and I never asked because I respect that, you know, and yeah. I actually do respect, but she does promote Modair, but I do respect her as an influencer kind of. So yeah, it's more about we have like a weird power and we can control that. And
yeah,
I want to let everyone know that we're using it for good. And I think our page is really getting, we had a lot of haters when we started and now we're actually getting a lot of positive feedback in terms of like having a discussion. We're having a discussion about things, which.
And I think people get like upset. Like people were upset with me because I called out like the Amber Massey thing, which we'll deep dive her one episode,
people
but like.
Want to know about living my best style and Amber Massey. So
exactly. Bad. And like, I don't talk about it anymore, but living my best style. Like I've already spoken about it. I've already posted on it. Like. In that sense. And like, well, everyone will go back and be like, well, you know, you talked about this. I'm like, yeah, because I was asked to, but no one has asked me to talk about like Lola and no one has asked me to talk about, what's her name? Lauren McBride. And no one has asked me to talk about whoever else. Like it's, unless I'm asked or told to do something by somebody involved or someone close to that, I'm not touching it. It's none of my business. Like,
that's a good point. I think that's good to have our listeners hear because I don't know if they understand the amount of DMs that you get and the amount of information that you get and the amount that you could share. So,
oh my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, right. Cause I know a fraction of it. And I'm like, when I see your stories, I'm like, she's actually I know you're leaving things out to be thoughtful of other people.
Exactly. So, I could literally like some of the stuff I get, I'm like, I'm not sharing this. Like, this is like next level insanity. And no, like we cannot do that. So.
All right. Well, I loved it. I feel like we were just talking on the phone.
Same. It's so good.
Okay. So we talked about Bennifer. We somehow got lost in the Kardashians. And I think that's it. Do we have anything that we want to wrap up about Bennifer? Because we did, this was the topic of the podcast.
I just think it's all BS. I mean, that's just, I'm standing by that for life. I think it's all BS. So.
And if our listeners go on Google and just look up the different types of scenes from when they were together to now, they are reenacting them. Oh, what the one was, he's wearing the watch now.
Yes.
The watch.
And she's wearing this necklace.
The necklace. It's just ridiculous. And I feel like in 10 years, if you fell for it, you're going to be like, I can't believe I fell for that. You know,
exactly. Now,
if Jen Aniston and Brad Pitt ever got back together, I don't care how fake it is. I would believe it.
Same.
Because I
almost died when they did the, whatever high, like that they read the script for, it was like something high. It was like a high school movie. I forget what it was called. Something high. Whatever, but like it was him and her, and he's like, "Hey Jen," I'm like, "Please just get back together for all of us." Like,
was this recently? Like, I think that was a movie that everyone was in
January.
It sucked, right? The movie was not very good,
or was the movie wasn't. But they just did the reading, and like Shia LaBeouf was in it, and he was fucking insane. It was hilarious. They did it for a charity, but like, "Hey Jen," and she's like, "Hey Brad."
Oh, man, I would love it. Okay, so that is the episode. Anything else you want to say?
No, other than, guys, please go over to our Instagram and follow us, Allegedly the Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast here on Spotify. We will be on Apple soon. Also, follow my username, Girl Gangs with a Z7733, and then Kat.
Katrina For Real with one R.
Until next time.
Until next time. We're going to be doing a deep dive. And do we want to say, or we want to keep it?
Let's keep it hush hush for now.
Perfect. So watch out for Tuesday. We'll be doing an influencer deep dive. Love you guys.
Bye.